I'm Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio, joined by a special guest today. She's the longtime head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes women's basketball program, also connections to St. Ambrose and Drake, and is joining us nearly a year after her retirement. Lisa Bluter is coming to Pella to talk with the one and only Harry Smith at Central College on April 14th. Coach, it's great to talk to you. First of all, have you been to Pella before? Will this be a return visit? And what are you looking forward to about your stop?
Oh my! I've been to Pella many times. I took teams there from when I was at St. Ambrose. We played at Central College, and then recently I went over to Harry Smith's class and did a segment in his class. So that was a lot of fun.
Well, and you're coming during a great time with the flowers in bloom, and coming, as I said, about a year now since you retired following, I'm sure, a wild ride to end your time at the University of Iowa. Now that you've had some time to reflect on that, how have you taken all of that in, especially the end and kind of the crazy last couple of years there you had in particular?
You know, it was a crazy last couple of years, but just the perfect time for me to retire. Athletics is changing so much right now with the NIL, with the revenue sharing, with the transfer portal. And quite honestly, you know, I like to coach college athletics, and now Division I athletics is turning to professional athletics. And without any rules. And so that wasn't for me. It was the right time. And you know, kind of going out on top isn't a bad thing either. And so I loved my job, and I wanted to walk away when I still loved it. And I got to do that. There's a saying in coaching that you know, it's not if you're going to get fired, it's when you're going to get fired. And I avoided that curse.
Well, yeah, and of course, hard to beat what you were able to accomplish those last couple of seasons. And your story ties back into small town Iowa. As you mentioned, you were a coach at St. Ambrose before you went to Drake, and obviously got them to the NCAA tournament a couple of times before heading to Iowa City. And even are an Iowa high school graduate and played here in Iowa. What has it been about this state and the sport in this state that has kept you connected to nearly every program here in Iowa? And what's it like looking back now, knowing that you've had your lifetime in this state and have been able to share the sport you loved with so many women and young girls through the Iowa pipeline, so to speak?
Yeah, I think it makes it more meaningful for me, you know, because I grew up as an Iowa girl. I played basketball here and then played basketball at Northern Iowa, coached at St. Ambrose, coached at Drake, coached at Iowa. So my entire basketball and professional career have been in this state. And to me, it's just more meaningful because you build more relationships with coaches, with the fans. And it means a little bit more to you. Like when, you know, you put on that Iowa jersey and you're an Iowa girl, that is meaningful. That is emotional. And I'm very thankful that I didn't have to hop around a lot in my career and that I got to spend all of it in this great state.
One of the things I don't think people may know about your program, and I only know this because there was a girl who played at my high school who went to St. Ambrose and played, where I believe they actually got to scrimmage your your team at Iowa. So it seems like it's always been very intentional for you, right? You don't have to do that, but it seemed like it was always intentional for you to connect back and give back where you could. And again, there were some great women who played at St. Ambrose, no doubt, but I'm sure that was probably a very intentional experience for you.
Well, it was. You know, not only did I coach there, but one of my really great players, Sam Logic, who was from Racine, Wisconsin, her little sister was on that team as well. So we got to put the sisters against each other. And obviously, you know, if I can help St. Ambrose in any way, I wanted to do that.
We're here with Lisa Bluter. She was the longtime head coach at Iowa, also coached at Drake and St. Ambrose, and a former UNI player who's coming to Central College's campus on April 14th to talk with Harry Smith. And you know, I think obviously the notoriety of women's basketball and everything that's come with that with Caitlin and what she's been able to accomplish is fantastic. There was a great sport happening before that, too. What's it like, you know, living life now post Caitlin Clark, knowing that life before Caitlin Clark and all that came with that was also really good, right? You've been to several NCAA tournaments and had National Player of the Year candidates before that. But clearly it seems like there's probably life before her arrival on campus and life after.
Yeah, I think people forget that we had the National Player of the Year, Megan Gustafson, on our team in 2019, and we had good crowds before. We weren't selling out every game, but we certainly had sellouts during the year. during the years preceding Caitlin. It was because of that success that we had. It was because of the culture that we had developed over time. That was the reason we got Caitlin. That wasn't developed when we got her. It was developed before we got her.
I'm not sure anyone can anticipate what happened. Obviously, she was a tremendous player in high school, but now looking back to the mania that has surrounded that, and still does, right, with the WNBA breaking attendance records wherever she goes, you know, now that you're at this stage, what's it like to see what has happened, right? Because women's basketball, frankly, I think if you talk to most people, was often a punchline for a lot of people in the national media, or wasn't certainly given a lot of due. And now you've got sellouts all over the country in the WNBA, and not just Caitlin's popularity, right? Other figures that are really emerging amongst this kind of wave. What's it like to have been such a big part of this surge in popularity and respect for women's basketball?
It is so rewarding, because I was, you know, I grew up, you know, pre-Title IX and before, you know, it was people were getting scholarships to play. And then I played at UNI, where I got a half a scholarship to play basketball there and not much else. And, you know, I had to pay my way a little bit. To see that, to see the growth, to see that time from before Title IX to now with sellout crowds and national television audiences of nearing 20 million. I mean, those are, such a significant jump that we've made. And it's so much fun that I feel so fortunate that I get to spend my career witnessing that rise.
What has been interesting, and I'm sure you've seen some of the Gazette reporting by Jeff Linder, is that right now we quite haven't seen the shift at high school yet in terms of maybe a resurgence in growth in the sport, in part because of volleyball and club and all the above. What do you think it will take to make that connection? Because there's a lot of little girls that looked up to your teams in the last couple of years in particular and still are following Caitlin. And what do you think, as somebody who's traveled all these high school gyms across the country, that can be done maybe to resurge the sport at high school and even in those lower levels to ensure that this popularity surge just isn't tied to Caitlin and that it can be sustainable for far beyond when she's done playing?
Yeah, no, I mean, it is dropping. The participation levels are dropping, and I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I think volleyball, I think women's girls wrestling is one of the fastest growing sports as well. I feel like, you know, people are trying to, you know, I grew up, I played four sports. Now everybody is just concentrating on one sport, and they're picking that sport earlier in their lifetime. And basketball is a really hard sport. I'm going to tell you, it is a difficult sport. It's very physical, it's skill, it's conditioning, it's so many different things. It's teamwork. And so sometimes people aren't exposed to basketball at the highest level at that age where they're starting to pick, you know, their sport. And I think that has made a big difference for basketball. You know, I'm hoping that, you know, Caitlin and her attention that she's brought to this sport among others is really impacted the young girl now. So I think maybe, hopefully, we're going to see that as they grow older and they choose basketball to go into. And of course, all those other sports are great. I don't want to take anything away from those other sports, but I certainly, you know, love mine, the one that I based my career on, and I want to see it continue to grow.
My conversation with former Iowa women's head basketball coach Lisa Bluder continues ahead of her visit to Pella on April 14th. And how much do you think then, you talked a little bit about the professionalization of college sports, how much do you think the buzz around the program, not just itself, but the attendance numbers going up elsewhere will help with that? And I get tied in sometimes to some of those conversations about NIL, but there are schools now that are actively going to choose to spend some of that portion of the money on women's basketball, which I'm guessing even 10 years ago maybe have just been a pipe dream. The building of women's sports programs at all colleges, how important do you think that is to helping those high schools along, knowing that there's a lot of girls that may aspire to be the next Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese or whoever that might be?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly money now in college sports that can be made. And I think as far as the women's sports, women's basketball is certainly going to be one of the top that are receiving some of those, the collective or the revenue sharing money that's going to start happening in July. And so maybe that will, if you're driven by money, it could, you know, drive people to go into women's basketball. It could drive parents to want to push their children into women's basketball, because it's not only a scholarship now, but it's also a paycheck. So a lot of schools are going to invest. Obviously, the majority of the money is going to go to football and men's basketball. But I think women's basketball is going to get the lion's share of the women's portion of that.
And now, what has your life been since the kind of the chaos and the excitement? And I'm sure you found other avenues, but what has this last year looked like for you? And what has your focus been now post-coaching, at least certainly on a regular basis, in the avenues that you've been exploring?
You know, I'm kind of dipping my toe on a lot of different things, from broadcasting to speaking at different functions. I'm just recently joined the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union Foundation Board. So I'm just kind of doing a lot of things, and a lot of personal things that I missed out on. My daughter got engaged, and so she's getting married this summer. I'm helping her plan her wedding. My son played at Grinnell College basketball, and so I watched him in all of his senior games this year. And my husband and I are doing a lot of traveling and doing things that we just wouldn't have had that time to do before.
One, you mentioned the girls union, and for our audience, right, we do a lot of high school sports, and particularly here in Pella, do pretty well and get to a lot of those state tournaments. You know, what is, I guess, the flavor of your role with the girls union, and what do you hope to accomplish for girls sports in particular at the high school level, knowing you've invested so much time into the college game?
Yeah, I just want, you know, girls to be able to have the opportunity to compete. I you know, we had the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union 50 years before we had Title IX. So we've been ahead of the curve in our participation opportunities for girls. And I want to make sure that continues to grow, but I also believe in the lessons that you learn from athletics, whether that's character building, leadership building, you know, life skills that you learn. And I want to make sure that we keep the participation numbers up higher so that our girls can learn these types of lessons.
Here at Lisa Bluter, she's the longtime Iowa women's basketball head coach, and is just about a year into her retirement, coming to Central College on April 14th to talk with the one and only Harry Smith, which I'm sure was probably an interesting request when that came through. How did you and Harry get connected, and what are you looking forward to most about your conversation with him?
Well, Harry and I got connected because he came to cover Caitlin Clark. And it was the day that she broke the record. He was in Iowa City. And then the next morning, he was still here and wanted to interview me. So we did an interview together and just struck up a friendship. As you know, I mean, he's the most warm, kind guy that you could ever ask for. And so then he asked me to come to Central and be a part of one of his classes. And we went to lunch afterwards. And now we just kind of have a text conversation going on. And he asked me to do this, and I said I would be glad to.
Well, and I'm sure the audience at Dowster, which, by the way, as far as we know, is already full, is going to be a mix of Central College students, certainly, and also those from the Pella community and the surrounding area. What do you hope that they get from the conversation in terms of, it sounds like it's called a casual conversation. There'll be a lot of open question answers, but what do you hope the takeaway is, whatever the topics may be, for those that, whether they're a Central College student, whether they're a member of the Pella community, or somebody else in the audience?
Hey, that's a great question, Andrew. I really haven't thought about that. I haven't seen the questions yet. They said they'd maybe send me a few of the things that are going to be asked. I haven't seen that. So I think the takeaway for me is just to continue to empower women and to push them into leadership roles and to educate people on why this is so important and why we need to support women, why it's smart to invest in women. I think, you know, Harry's probably going to talk about the media and their role in supporting women's athletics.
And then lastly, I suppose we have to ask you about, you know, what it's been like. And I'm sure you get this question a ton about Caitlin, but I know our audience is interested. What has it been like just to watch this last year since she left Iowa and to see what she is doing now? Because I think for a lot of us and for a lot of expectations, right, the weight of the world is on this young lady's shoulders, and you know her better than most people. What's it like to see her thrive through that and to know that probably this season she very well could be the best player in the entire country as a women's basketball player?
Yeah, I'm so proud of her. I mean, that's just what I'm so am filled with gratitude that I had the opportunity to know her for 5 years and be around her almost daily for 4 of those years. But I'm just so proud of her because of the way she's handled herself. She continues to excel athletically. But also, when you watch her do her press conferences, she's so mature, so articulate. She hasn't let anything get to her head where, you know, it could with her status right now. And it hasn't. She's just the same Midwest Des Moines Dowling girl that we've always known. And I love that for her. I'm so happy for her. She deserves everything that's coming her way.
Well, that is, I think a lot of people would agree and are excited to see her future. And obviously very excited, I'm sure the crowd will be, on April 14th when you join the one and only Harry Smith. That's Lisa Bluder. She's a longtime head coach at University of Iowa, who will be in Pella at Central College again on the 14th. Coach, really appreciate your time this morning. Hopefully get a chance to catch up with you sometime down the road, and all the best to you. And hopefully you can take in some of the tulips. They should be blooming by the time you're here.
I hope so. I came one other time to see the tulips and I missed them. So I'm hoping this time I get to see them.
The timing should be very good on this one. It may not be full bloom, but there will be some good beds in showing.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to it, Andrew. Thank you for having me on.